This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. Psalm 25:20 tells us that God is our refuge, a safe place in times of trouble from the outside world and the battles forging against us. But what about when the battle, and most times this is our truths, are inside of us? I don't find that I'm running from an outside circumstance or person as much as I'm running and hiding from myself. I know that we, as parents, tend to hide out in the bathroom. I know I can't be the only one. Can I get an amen, especially two and under? It can be a sanctuary of sanity, if even for a moment. But I'm not talking about that. When I'm running from myself and from the things I won't admit, the things that are buried so deep that I don't even realize they're there, things that trigger me or my own man-made roads of destruction, God is still our refuge. In fact, it is these conditions that God usually meets us with his sovereignty and the gentle heart of a father, readily prepared to heal. If we would just trust that what he has waiting for us at the end of our mess is for good and not for rebuke. I was putting my daughter down to bed one evening. As she looked up at me, she said, "I'm sorry, Mama, for some past circumstance." That's when I looked at her without missing a beat. Effortlessly, I said, "There isn't a mistake or enough accidents in this world to make me unlove you or love you any less. I will forgive you each and every time." Now, all the parents know the way of these super cheesy moments. Or maybe you're an aunt or an uncle or grandparent. Or maybe you have some younger siblings. And just as I said it, I knew that it was Papa God speaking those exact words over me about my own recent sins, mistakes, and shortcomings. But if you're anything like me, the last place you want to be when you're amidst your sin and demolition is to a home and in the presence of who we believe is going to tell us all the things we've been doing wrong and all the ways that we should turn around. I mean, if I wanted a lecture or if I wanted to turn this around, I would have by now. Wouldn't I? But from one runner to another, love outruns us. Love outran me. This is the God who leaves the 99 for the one. Cliche, I know. He is the good shepherd who sacrifices his life for the flock. A God who, in a crowd of 10,000, sees the one. On all our roads that we so desperately attempt to create without him, especially when we have a screaming toddler, or even worse, a screaming teenager, we come face to face with this personhood of God, Jesus. whether we recognize him or not. Do you think that Father God is scared of the dark? I think that sometimes we believe he is, that he is outraged and unwilling to follow us in our disgusting, hidden, forbidden, binding, and dirtiest moments. Do we really believe that God would stop there? At the door? God is light. Even in the darkness, the dark is like light when God is in it, because there is no darkness in him. And we should be so lucky, more accurately, for all those super religious folks, blessed, that we serve a God who isn't afraid to walk inside of our darkness. So I want to challenge you today, friends, to find a spacious and cozy spot and to invite the God of light into the darkest parts of you. And feel the release.